Hey there everyone, Raju this side, and again welcome back to my channel Blogging Big. And here I'm again with another podcast, and today I'll be talking about exactly how long you need to write an article in order to rank in a Google. So answer is pretty simple, you know, it all depends on what problem you are going to solve, right? If now let us imagine you are a searcher, okay? Now you wanna find out what is the boiling point of oil, then like what kind of answer would you expect? Do you expect the straightforward answer that boiling point of oil is 300 degree Celsius, or you need an answer that writes a lot of lengthy stuff, that one guy was there and he had a discussion with his friend, and after some days they have decided to find out how many, like what is the exact boiling point, and then again blah 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 everything, and then at last he or she says the boiling point of oil is 300 degrees Celsius. Do you wanna read an answer which is a second type, or you wanna read an answer that is a first type? Of course, for this answer you would like to, you know, have a straightforward answer that boiling point of oil is this much. But again, there can be a situation like again let us imagine that you are now in this example you need to write a straightforward answer, because writing a straightforward answer solves the purpose of that particular query, okay? But again, let us take another example where you are writing tips to get traffic to your website or to your blog. Now in this case, there can be so many ways you can get traffic to your blog, from Twitter, from LinkedIn, from what else, YouTube, Facebook groups, and Pinterest, Quora, so many other stuff, right? So in this situation, like, you can touch every point so that you can give answer from each and every angle that a potential searcher or potential visitor might be needing, right? In this case, you can take you can write a very lengthy answer. You can you know, kind of start writing from different angle. But at the same time, let's say you in this example, in this blog post about getting traffic, you are writing how to get traffic from Quora, right? So in this case also, like, you need to give an answer as quickly as possible. All that blah 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 stuff, cut down all that blah blah stuff and give the straightforward answer as much as possible. Try to give an answer very quickly so that people, you know, they do not feel very boring to read a lot of story which is never required for them, so that it feels to them like you are giving a straightforward answer. So wherever it is possible, please cut down your answer and make it a quick, effective, actionable, but like, you need to touch every possible angle. So that's how you need to approach. So depending upon what topic you are writing about, your length of article like depends upon that factor that is very obvious, right? So like, for the sake of making an article lengthy, because a lot of people have been giving tips that write lengthy article, you do not need to make your article lengthy if it doesn't require a lengthy answer. So, you know, like, put yourself into the place of user or a visitor, and if you expect to get a lot of like lengthy stuff, then write a lengthy article. If you know, if you feel that this your query can be solved with a quick way, with a very few words, then writing a few words that really solves the user's problem is absolutely fine. Hope you got a bit of insight, And Rajakhandka here, signing off. Bye-bye. Subscribe to my channel, Blogging Big. I'll be giving link in the description. And subscribe to my YouTube channel where I'll be YouTube videos, where I'll be uploading a lot of stuff about SEO, blogging and all that. So yeah, once again, Rajakhandka signing off. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.